Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean is back on the road just one day after shaking up his campaign staff. He fired his longtime manager, Joe Trippi, and hired a veteran Washington insider. He's also asking his staff to go without pay to cut costs. What Dean calls his new Leaner and Meaner campaign made its first stop in East Lansing, Michigan. NPR's Robert Smith is traveling with Dean and reports on the campaign's unusual strategy for recovery.
For a campaign that had a few rough days and an organizational shakeup at the top, it must have been nice to feel the love again. Hundreds of students at Michigan State University were ecstatic to see the man they've been reading about and even volunteering for months. Mara Bryan, a grad student at MSU, has been supporting Howard Dean. So anything that happened in the last 2 weeks, the losses in Iowa and New Hampshire, the shakeup at the campaign, it doesn't matter to her.
From May, he's come such a long way. There's bound to be a few bumps, and I still have a great deal of respect and a great deal of hope, and I really think he's the one to beat Bush in the fall.
The students at Michigan State weren't disappointed. Dean gave the kind of enthusiastic speech he became famous for last year. Again and again, he referred to the other Democratic candidates as Washington insiders who wouldn't stand up for what they believe.
We can do this in this country, but we're not going to do it, and we're not even going to beat George Bush with a Washington insider nominating that person for the Democratic Party. Whoever may end up getting the nomination is not going to beat George Bush because they're not going to have the courage of their convictions to stand up for what's right.
Coming to Michigan was an unusual move for the Dean campaign. The other candidates are focusing on the 7 states that have primaries and caucuses next Tuesday, February 3rd. But Michigan doesn't vote until 4 days later, on February 7th. Aboard the plane to Michigan, Dean explained the decision.
Michigan is the biggest delegate pool that we have. We're after delegates here, and we have a good organization in Michigan. We want to work hard in Michigan and try to win.
The campaign says they're strong in Michigan because of their support among students and union members. Plus, Michigan allows internet voting, and he's trying to mobilize his vast online support. With the focus here, Howard Dean says he isn't worried about getting a win on February 3rd.
We're going to have to win eventually, but the question was, do we have to win on February 3rd? Of course we want to, but we don't have to. What we've got to do is amass as many delegates as we can, and that's what we're going to try to do.
There wasn't much evidence today of the new force in the campaign, Roy Neal. The former aide to Al Gore was named as the head of the campaign yesterday, replacing Joe Trippi, who helped build the organization. Dean stressed that he is still running an insurgent campaign, and he's still going to criticize Washington insiders, even though the campaign is now run by one. People in the crowd at Michigan State say they weren't very interested in the inside politics of the campaign. One woman said, as long as he does a good job, she doesn't care who runs the organization. Robert Smith, NPR News, East Lansing, Michigan.